AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two people were shot and killed today at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin.
A teacher and a teenage student.
Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter is also dead.
Officers located a juvenile who they believe was responsible for this decease in the building.
Barnes says the shooter was a student at the school in Madison. No motive has been revealed. President-elect Donald Trump held a freewheeling news conference, his first since the election. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
From considering a pardon for New York's embattled mayor,
yeah, I would,
to suspected drone sightings in the eastern U.S.
Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense.
Trump backed his pick, a prominent vaccine skeptic, Robert Kennedy, for health secretary.
He's going to be much less radical than you would think.
And vowed to preserve access to a key vaccine.
You're not going to lose the polio vaccine. That's not going to happen.
He's calling on President Biden to stop following Congress's directive to sell unused border wall parts.
It's almost a criminal act.
Threatening more defamation suits against media organizations.
Our press is very corrupt.
And defending trade proposals many economists say would hurt Americans.
Tariffs will make our country rich.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Health officials in the Gaza Strip say more than 45,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the war between Israel and Hamas. A former FBI informant pleaded guilty today in Los Angeles to lying about a phony bribery scheme involving President Biden and his son Hunter that became central to a Republican impeachment inquiry in Congress. Alexander Smirnoff entered his plea. On Wall Street, the Dow finished down 110 points. This is AP News. The state of Connecticut is kicking off a major medical debt relief program.
With 23,000 residents getting some or all of their medical debt canceled, Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewit says letters arrive by mail.
It is not a scam. It's really good news, and it's an early Christmas or holiday gift to you.
Governor Ned Lamont says medical debt is something people don't necessarily have control over.
All of a sudden you find out that the anesthesiologist is not in network or a high deductible, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that this is an emergency that you can live through.
Lamont says through a partnership with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt, the state spent $100,000 in federal funding to cancel $30 million in medical debt by buying it for pennies on the dollar. And this is only the first round. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.